You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
It's the 9th of August today, and the 8th of August was a rather strong day for Indian markets as benchmark indices closed at fresh record closing highs. The Nifty 50 climbed 11,450, while Sensex rallied over 200 points. The Nifty 50 formed a bullish candle on daily charts, but analysts still advise investors to remain cautious. Buying in select index heavyweights boosted benchmark indices and pushed them to finally close the day with gains of over 0.25%. But mid-caps and small-caps continue to underperform in the broader markets. On the macro front, the International Monetary Fund, that is the IMF, reportedly said that India's central bank will need to gradually tighten monetary policy further due to rising inflation, mainly driven by higher oil prices and a falling rupee. With headline index trading at record highs, some consolidation cannot be ruled out. Analysts expect stock-specific volatility to continue with more corporate earnings scheduled in the next 1 to 2 weeks. Further, market participants would keep an eye on global developments, especially the US-China trade war, progressive monsoon, currency and crude oil price movement. The index formed a bullish candle on the daily charts after two successive bearish candles. The next crucial resistance for the index is placed at 11,500 to 11,530, while support is placed at 11,330. Where will we hear the big news coming in from today? It'll be from the earnings front because we are in earnings season. As many as 241 companies will be reporting their results for the quarter ended June later today, which include big names like AIA Engineering, Apollo Micro, Bajaj Electricals, Bhushan Steel, Bharat Forge, Capacite Infra Projects, EIL, Hindustan Copper, Jet Airways, Jindal Steel & Power, MRF, United Bank of India, Venky's India and Zeelearn, among others. For the chart-liking among us, what is the technical view looking like? Nifty has formed a bullish candle after 2 days of consolidation. The next crucial resistance for the index is placed at 11,500 to 11,530, while support is placed at 11,330. We'll be watching out for three levels today, 11,250, 11,330 and 11,530. Maximum call OI placed at 11,500 and 11,400, whereas maximum put OI placed at 11,000 and 11,200. A quick look at some stocks that made the news yesterday. Cipla posted a 10% rise in quarter one net profit to 451 crore rupees, beating analysts' estimates. Not a particularly sweet day for Balrampur Chini. Quarter one profit was down 39% at 74 crore rupees. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to Dharmesh Shah of ICICIDirect.com, and this is the list of stocks he gave us for you to pick and make some money from. Ultratech Cement has a buy call with a target of 4690, stop loss 3965, return 11% over a time frame of 6 months. Yes Bank has a buy call with a target of 424 rupees, stop loss at 356 rupees, return of 11%, and this is for a time frame of 1 month. And finally, Sanofi India has a buy call with a target of 6995, stop loss 5690, return 14%, time frame 6 months. To repeat those names, Ultratech Cement, Yes Bank and Sanofi India all have buy calls from Dharmesh Shah of ICICIDirect.com. Well, hopefully that's a quick summary of what we can look forward to in the markets and what we saw in the markets yesterday. Will the bullish run continue today or will the bears make another appearance as we inch closer to the close of the trading week? We'll, of course, keep you updated about all of that and more. For all the latest updates from the worlds of business and finance, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com because with that, you not only get to become a smart listener, but you'll also become a smart investor. Thank you for joining us.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.